What's up, guys? Welcome back to my podcast. And today, we are going over, this is episode 11, a season number uno. This is a late episode, so hello. This is episode 11 of season 1. Hello, blog. This will be posted on my blog. I'm going to do a deep review and thoughts of tonight's Game 5 USHL game. Say what is happening in the championship and the schedule, who is playing. Do a deep review on tonight's NHL game. Do a deep preview on tomorrow's NHL games. Do a first round review NHL. Say my updated confidence levels on each remaining playoff team. Lower, same, you higher. So here, let's get right into this episode. I'm going to do a deep review on tonight's game. Game 5 in Fargo. Fargo Forest versus Sioux City Musketeers. Whoever wins goes on to face the Saints in the Clark Cup Finals. Drop the puck. 13 seconds later, Max Swanson opens the scoring for Fargo Forest. 13 seconds in the game off a rip from the right circle. Beats Samuel Urban. Next, 2:43 in the first period. Exactly 2 minutes and 40 seconds later, Morel Steenery. Rips a one-timer from assisted by Zampoy and Max Swanson. It's 2-0 Fargo Forest lead at the first. Leo Gruber rips a shot. Samuel Orban was screened and pushed down by his own player. Leo Gruber ripped a snipe top shelf. 3-0 Fargo Forest lead at the second. Tom Lepa scores an empty net goal. 15:30 into the third period. This seals the deal for Fargo Forest moving on to the trip in back-to-back years. So, the Saints will play the Fargo Forest on the championship, and I will now say the schedule. Starting Game 1 will be Friday, May 10th, 7:05 p.m. in Fargo. Game 2 is Saturday, May 11th, also in Fargo, this time at 6:05 p.m. Next game is Friday, May 17th in Dubuque at 7:05 p.m. If necessary, there will be a Game 4 Saturday, May 18th, Dubuque Fighting Saints with the Fargo Force in Dubuque at 7:05 p.m. If necessary, Game 5, win or go home, Clark Cup Championship on the line. Tuesday, May 21st, Saints travel back to Fargo at 7:05 p.m. will be puck drop. There is the schedule. We're going to do a deep review on tonight's NHL games that are over. First of all, Game 1 of Round 2, Hurricanes Rangers. Rangers are President Trophy winners. Hurricanes are looking to steal one in New York. Rangers swept the first round series. Hurricanes beat the Islanders in 5. Because the Minnesota tried to open the scoring off a great feed in front by Jack Roslovic. He finishes it. Jacob Slavin gets a weird bounce off of the defenseman to tie it up at 1 apiece. Because the Minnesota tried to get the power play goal. It's 2-1 Rangers. And then Vincent Trocheck gets another power play goal for the Rangers. 3-1 Rangers to end the first. Martin Nitras gets another goal for the gets one back for the Hurricanes. In the third period, Artemi Panarin gets a game-winning goal, assisted by Alexis Lafreniere in 4-2 Rangers. And Seth Jarvis gets the last goal of the game for the Hurricanes. 4-3 Rangers held on. Interesting game from both teams. Hurricanes, they are statistically, and they proved today that they are way a million times better 5-5. The Rangers' power play prevailed today and won this game for them. Next, Dallas Stars, they could go on Knights. Game 7, Wyatt Johnson opened his coin for Dallas, 1-0 Dallas. It was 1-0 Dallas to end the second. Brent Howden tied it up for Vegas, 1-1 tie. And then 44 seconds into the third period, Dallas got the game, ended up being game-winning goal. Very defensive game. Goaltending battle of the finish, Andre came out on top. Dallas beat the defending Stanley Cup champions in 7 games in a 1-goal game. They move on to face the Colorado Avalanche. We're going to do a deep preview on tomorrow's one NHL game. Boston Bruins, who beat the Maple Leafs in Game 7, overtime 2-1. This is the Florida Panthers that have plenty of rest time. The Bruins beat Maple Leafs yesterday, but it'll be 2 days from tomorrow. 2 days before tomorrow. Travel to Florida. Florida's been the dominant team in my Stanley Cup pick. They're very red hot right now, and they beat the Bruins last year in 7. I think the Panthers take this game 4-1. Not 4-1, 3-1. 2-1, regulation, actually, 2-1. And then we're going to do first round NHL review. Dallas Stars beat the Vegas Golden Knights 4-3. It was a very physical defensive and goaltending series, and Dallas came out on top. Next, Colorado beat Winnipeg 4-1 in the series. Colorado was dominant this series. The offense was super, super good. Winnipeg's star goalie, Connor Hellebuck, was basically absent, but his defense did not help. He had the most goals against and the most saves this first round. So, did not help him. Winnipeg laid a stinker again. Vancouver beat Nashville 4-2. Both Vancouver's goalies were hurt, but their third string showed up when it matters most, and they win that series 4-2. Oilers beat the Kings in 5 games for the third straight year. They beat them in the first round, and I really like that the Oilers played that this series. Offensively, the best team in the playoffs so far, just a phenomenal team all around. Stuart Skinner proved that he can do it, and defense was great. Panthers beat the Lightning in 5. They kind of just proved everybody right. I mean, they took care of business. The Lightning was super, super experienced. Took care of them easily. Bruins beat the Maple Leafs in 7. This game should not have went. This series should not have went to 7 games. They laid stinkers in game 5 and 6, and they somehow came on top in overtime in game 7. The Rangers swept their Capitals. I mean, overwhelmed them offensively, defensively, and goaltending, face-offs. They overwhelmed them. Special teams, everything. Hurricanes, same thing as the Panthers. They took care of business in the first round. Next, we're going to do the updated confidence level on every team that's remaining. Stars, same. I expected them to deal with Vegas in 7 games. Avalanche, higher. I expected them to beat Winnipeg in 7, barely, but they beat them in 5. Definitely higher. Vancouver, I'll say the same. I would say lower, but the third string goalie has been great, so I can't say goaltending's been a problem. Oilers, higher. I expect them to deal with them, but in the way they did was really dominant. Panthers, the same. I expect them to deal with the Lightning this way. Boston, definitely lower. They should not have went to 7 games with Toronto. Rangers, same. Expect them to deal with the Capitals like this. Hurricanes, same. I expected them to deal with the Islanders in that dominant fashion. That's going to do it today for this episode. So peace out. See you tomorrow for episode 12. Peace.